Jews habitually deceive Gentiles by having a different meaning in mind for the words they use than the meaning understood by Gentiles. When Orthodox Jewish writers use the term human beings, for example, they are referring only to Jews because the Talmud specifies that only Jews are human beings, while Gentiles, not having souls, are non-human animals. But the average Gentile doesn't realize this, and when he hears someone like Lieberman speaking of his compassion for his fellow human beings, he is fooled into believing that Lieberman is a man who has compassion for Gentiles as well as for Jews. The Jews, in order to exercise their influence, must move among us and be regarded as similar to us. There are some exceptions to this. In New York, for example, there are communities of religious Jews who want to have nothing to do with Gentiles, except, of course, to take our money, sell us harmful drugs, and abuse our women through their involvement in the white slave trade, things which are perfectly in line with their religion. But some of them want to minimize their contact with us, and they deliberately distinguish themselves from Gentiles through their manner of dress and grooming, wearing long beards and side locks and fur hats, dressing only in black, and so on. To us, they look weird. They give us the creeps. But other religious Jews understand that they must mix with us in order to control us. And the ones who mix must disguise their beliefs and their purpose. So they pretend to be like us. They talk about ball games. They make jokes that we will laugh at.
So any country not signed to the treaty, like Iran or North Korea, open season. And in the event of a major biological weapons attack, we reserve the right to go full Truman on their... And I ain't talking Bess.
And they lie to us about the nature of their religious beliefs. They behave like Joe Lieberman. But beneath the deceptive surface, they are the same as the greasiest, side-locked, black-clad Jews of New York's Orthodox neighborhoods. They all believe in the chosenness of the Jews. They all believe that Jews have been promised dominion over the earth and its inhabitants by their tribal gods.